It's 9:29 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked out Usher with Bad Habits, and now Wizkid and Drake with Come Closer. Mm-hmm. Now, we did promise you that we are going to celebrate a black king, Namibian black king, that has been very consistent with his craft. Has been very consistent in his quality, and now it is on the continent for the world to see. All right, he won the coveted African Designer Award at the Annual Salon International Textile in Conakry, Guinea. Shekwan, may you please do us the honors.
Yeah, I know he's here. I'm joking. You know what? These are, you know, he's just someone that I have actually seen grow into the person that he is.
Yeah.
We did have a bit of a conversation about him a little bit earlier on, where we just said, you know, I know him when he was schooling at wherever. He was schooling at Korean Hub, you know. He's a product of it. He's a product of Katutura.
Yeah.
And I think also, honestly, when we share stories like this on this platform, it's to remind you that, man, you too can make it out.
Yeah.
You too can actually go further, you know. So with that said, we have the, we have to say it right, international award-winning designer, fashion designer, McBride. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit exhausted, but yeah, life has to go on.
Life has to go on.
Mean, that's how it comes with being Mr. International.
Me, you know?
Yes. I'm just out here on the continent.
Exactly.
Just, you know, winning awards and stuff. Now, McBride, you have to explain this the situation for us. The award itself that you got.
Yeah.
Explain to us what went into it. Because you mentioned that you were there for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
What was the complexities? What was the requirements? What is it exactly that you needed to do?
Okay. Actually, they are here to promote African textiles.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So one of the requirements for all the designers was to use African fabrics that are produced in Africa. Yeah, so which is a very good thing.
And
I'm back with that crown back home, knowing that I need to start working for that.
We
need to have a production site where we have our own, you know, production factory where we do our own fabrics here. So that was one of the requirements. So all the fabrics that each African designer was to use was to be African fabric.
Is it fabric that you guys had to take with to that side, or was it, you know, fabric that came from there, or how exactly did it work?
It was fabric that we had. It was fabric that we had to turn into garments and take them.
And then you take it. Oh, okay, I understand.
And they were all to be 100%. Imagine.
Oh, they had to be 100%. 100% the material itself.
If it's silk, silk was to be 100%. If it's satin, 100%
cotton, polyester. Okay, yeah,
and
I
then
understand.
Damn.
Did they document the process, by the way, McRae?
Oh, yes, definitely.
As in, like, camera footage, everything.
Yes.
So we can expect a bit of a series.
Come backstage and see your textile and look at it and give it its worth.
You know what I'm actually curious about? Hey, there is, you know, a couple of programs now where, you know, they have this sort of, you know, competitions and things like that happening here in Namibia, right? In different, you know, spheres and so forth. But what would you say was so different from how they did things that side compared to how we do it as Namibians?
Yo, fashion in Africa, it's on another level. Especially in those type, you know, in those
Western countries.
They value fashion. It's like food that they eat, you know. They when it's, you know, time to do a show, they go all out about it.
Like they are genuinely excited. They look forward to it.
You know where they, you know, we had two venues where these events were happening. You know, for you to go to this venue, you need to go through, you know, whole mountains, and the road was rough and all that, just for you to get there. Embrace and see the different, you know, designers with your collections.
I'm actually curious to know, who of the designers did you meet that side? That you've never met before, that just really inspired you through this whole process? Because it was 7 days, right?
Yeah,
so that's a lot to take in.
No, I have to be honest. All the designers that I met there this time around, I've never met them before. So all the 42 guys, designers that were there, that took part in the competition,
yeah,
you know, it was our first meet.
Meet, yeah.
Okay. How did you get wind of the competition, by the way? How did you what was the process? Mm-hmm. Did you apply?
No, I was selected by one of my local designer, Helena.
Okay.
Yeah, so Helena has been part of the competition for, if I'm not under correction, 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah, Helena gave me the, you know, the honor for me to go and showcase my talent on the site. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Here we are. Were you in any way intimidated showcasing on a platform like that?
I've done it before. I've been to Nigeria. I've been to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So I was okay. I took it really light.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it.
When I say
Mr. International. When I say Mr. International, that chick left me snacks at it. Mr. International. EJ, Ethiopia.
Man.
Next African country is waiting for McBride. My goodness. Okay, you said that you mentioned earlier that the plan now is obviously you're coming back with this honor.
Your head must be buzzing.
And so obviously structural wise going forward, you have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Where do we help? What are these plans?
Definitely it's to knock at open doors.
We know people with money, especially in this case.
I know. it's to knock at doors and see there is, an open door and, give the proposal and, because we really, really have to have a production side.
When you mean production side, what do you mean? Like do you actually manufacture the material?
Yeah, our own
like
fabrics. Uh-huh. Yes.
What was that thing that's standing still? Open on Ramatex?
Yeah. We have Ramatex there.
A Ramatex.
We can, get the machinery there. Get the whole thing going and,
who speaks like that? Are there plans? Are there actually plans of McBride opening his own institution? To say, Kusha, those people who go into the industry have been trained by me.
Oh, definitely. That is one of my biggest dreams, to have a McBee's.
It's McBee's.
It's one of my dreams. It's in the pipeline also.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I've seen the Namibian child or the Namibian youth going into fashion. They love fashion. The way you can see it by the way they dress.
Especially today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She is everywhere.
We love to look good.
Okay.
All right. Well, McBride, we appreciate you. We are proud as Namibians that 100%. You went onto the stage and you came back with that honor. If it's one thing you should know on Fresh Breakfast, Shekwan and I, we are patriots.
We are patriots.
We will celebrate. We will make noise for whoever and whatever goes on in the international stage. Because I always believe, once you take that flag once you leave the borders, you must be ready to fight.
Very much.
Be ready to fight for this country. And you did it, man.
I did it proudly. Being on stage with that flag for me was everything.
Well done, man. We, like he said, just to echo what NSK was saying, we see you, we celebrate you. You are all that black king.
Yes, you are.
And also, I would actually love to see you collaborate with NSK.
Let me look
at my body. I don't know. Mr.
Do you have your your measurement tape? Take his measurements. I don't know. Maybe like a two-piece kind of suit or whatever it is. I say that because he really does appreciate like African print.
I can tell.
The Ankara, So look into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not a problem. I'll send you some of the stuff that I've worn, like the African print and stuff.
Okay,
this is off-air conversations. Let's leave it at that. McBride, buddy. Thank you so much, my
brother. Thank you so much.
Let's leave it at that. It's 9:38 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Top Cherry coming up. We've got Dice coming up. Maybe we will also squeeze in a bit of MJX, the producer. Stick around.
Hello! They're here! Get ready! Got the